Keeping toys visible and easily accessible for kids, that's absolutely possible even when you want them out of the way for a clean, orderly, and organized home. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter, a home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter and hello to an orderly and organized home. On this episode today, I'm going to answer a listener question, and it's all about toy storage and what to do, because we know that toys can really take over and it seems like they multiply quickly. So we're going to dive into the toy storage while I answer this question. I would love to help you by answering a question, and you can easily submit that. If you want me to answer your question or help with the struggle that you're having, go to intentionaledit.com. That's the website. So it's just intentionaledit.com and click on the record now button that pops up, and then you can easily leave your question for me. It is super simple and I will use it for a future Intentional Edit podcast episode. I would love to help you. So the question that we will be focusing on for this episode is, how do you suggest organizing toys that I want to keep for my younger family that comes over often, but that my kids have outgrown? We have a closet with extra shelves down low enough for the kids to get them out on their own that I want to use for this, but I was setting all of it on the shelves and they get dusty. I don't want to use baskets because they can't see what is inside. Do you have any idea for me to be able to keep the toys on shelves without having to clean them every time we have family and kids come over? Great question. I love this. And I absolutely have some strategies in mind and some ways that you can organize that are going to make this simple and easy for you to maintain and easy for the kids to get these toys out when they come over and they want to play. But before I get into the answer, I want to take a minute to focus on the fact that this person who submitted this is already in the process of trying to get organized, and they have made an effort to use a specific spot in their home. This area is available, or they've made it available in the home, and they want it for this specific purpose. The solution that she came up with, it's mostly working. It's the space where it needs to be. It makes sense, but there are some issues, and she knows, she's identified these issues. She knows it can be better. It's partially solving the problem right now, but it can be improved upon. So she's asking for help at this point and wants to come up with a better solution. And I really love that, because sometimes when we try to organize or we try to design a room in our home, like more interior designing or get new furniture, sometimes it doesn't work the way that we think that it will in our heads. And that is normal and it's perfectly okay. And you're just going to take that and you're going to pivot. You're going to make some changes. It's just like when you set up a routine and you think, okay, this is the new routine. This is the way it's going to work. And then it doesn't work the way you thought. So you make some little tweaks and then it eventually does work and it solves the problems and it makes life easier for you. The basics of organizing and decluttering, those are going to be the same in every single home. But the reason that I am always putting so much emphasis on organizing and working with the space that you have available to you right now for the specific needs that your family has right now, that's because what we know about organizing is that We want it to solve a problem. We know that organization is working when it makes things easier. If something is still a bit of a struggle and you kind of get annoyed, you can make changes and then it will solve the problem eventually. Sometimes it's not perfect right off the bat. It's not a 100% solution that we're looking for. So we make the necessary changes to make it work, and we improve from where we started. And that is a great place to be because you know what's working, and then you just make a couple changes and you improve it until it's functioning the way that you want it to. If you don't get it perfect the first time, don't worry about it. Don't let it be something else to stress about. Just keep going and modify it until it's functioning for you, it's working in your home, and it's working for your family, and it's making everything easier. Back to the question, we have this situation and we know that the toys aren't accessed on a daily basis. It's not something that they're even getting to every week, but they are used often enough to keep them. She wants to keep them around because she has family and friends that come over, not every day, not necessarily every week, but still on a regular basis, that it would be too difficult to have these in a far out of place location at this point. Now, we know because of what was said in the question is the baskets are not working because sometimes there is enough time in between when the kids are playing with these where the toys are getting dusty and we need to come up with another option. So the next option I would think of if the toys open on a shelf aren't working and a basket isn't going to prevent dust from getting on them, then we need some type of a closed container. Something light, because the kids are taking these off the shelves and putting them back on their own. So we want them to be light in weight, and we want them to be easily held so that they can get off and on the shelf, so not too huge. I love in a closed container for them to be clear, unless they are something that's going on a high up shelf and you don't need to get to it often. When you have a clear container, it makes it so you always know what is inside and you do not have to open the lid or take it off the shelf and then have the second step of opening the lid to see what container you are pulling off the shelf at that moment. So my suggestion is going to be one of my go-to organizing containers. It's the Our Bin from the Container Store or something similar to that. They do have similar options at other stores and online that you can order. I can link some options in the description of this podcast. So if you click on the description wherever you're listening to this, you can scroll down. I'll link some of those on there if you want to just go right to it and see what the Our Bin from the Container Store is. And I use those all over my house. I have them in a lot of different rooms and closets for storage, for all kinds of stuff, because clear containers with lids are great. They come in a variety of sizes, and what's great about these especially is they're able to stack. They can stack with each other if you're not using them and they're empty. They stack well for like to store to use it another time. They stack well when the lid is on them. If you need to have a couple on one shelf, it would depend on if your shelves are available to move, if they're adjustable, or if they're stuck in one place, then you might have smaller containers and they're going to stack. Again, depending on what items you would be storing. You would store like items together in one container. I have the toys that we keep in our house organized in these same containers in a closet similar to what is being described where they are on the shelves. And I know that these are a container that is holding up over time. They do seem to be very durable. Labels stick to them easily. But again, when it's clear, you don't necessarily need to have a label on them. You can if you want to, but it's not a necessity because they're clear. You can see what is inside. My family is kind of in a similar situation where we don't need access to these toys for the people that live in this house, but they do get played with by guests or when company comes over or when friends or family are visiting. They can look at the options. They can open the closet door, see what's inside in the clear containers, and pull out a couple to play with. It's also easy to put things back because it's a big opening. You can dump everything back in the container quickly. and it's easy to put them away. We want things that are not only easy to get out, but also to put away. So the toys can be put back in the container, just like you would put them away if they were in a basket. And then you put the lid on it and slide it right back on to the shelf where it goes. So if you want to give these a label, that is totally fine, but it's not necessary. And it really doesn't matter either way when it's clear. Go with what is most comfortable for you and stick a label on it if you want to. Now, some of my favorite episodes come from questions that you submit, just like this one, when listeners are asking questions and I can answer them. I know that these episodes are right on topic with the things that you are struggling with right now, and we're providing solutions that are applicable to you in this season of life. So I would love to help you with your organizing, your meal planning, your purging, routines that you need to set up. Whatever we discuss on here is a topic that I would be happy to dive into. So go to intentionaledit.com, submit your question by clicking on the record now button. It's a little button that will pop up, and I will use your question for a future episode, just like I did today. Thanks for being here. I'll meet you back here for the next episode soon. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community, where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.